Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's October 12th, 2024. We had a nice warm day yesterday. It was just touched 80, I believe, 78, 79. Not bad for October in northern Wisconsin. Today, however, it is, let me peer outside the windows here. It is overcast, 59 degrees according to the truck thermometer. Been a bit breezy, but it's been a nice warm breeze. Like yesterday, it was a noticeable warm breeze. So I don't know if that's something to do with Hurricane Milton washing up into the States. Speaking about hurricanes, Helene and Milton have devastated the South. Whole towns were washed away by Helene, and Milton hit Florida pretty good. But there's gonna be some life lost. There was. Stock news, let's go with that. Flora Growth Corp, I believe is what it was. It's hemp production into Germany. I mentioned this something at around $1.30, $1.50-ish, and I said I was going to buy in. I bought in at like $1.98, and I got out at $2.04 or $2.03. Currently closed an aftermarket at $2.07 on Friday. But I do believe it's going to bob. We're going to see probably mid-190s again. I was going to say 180s, but I think we're going to dip just below 2, and then we're going to go up. It's going to go for a nice little ride here. I know I said it was going to pop. We didn't get that pop, but it doesn't mean it's not out of the question. We also had Tesla lose 8% on Friday. They had the robo-taxi event, and shares fell. They did not like it. Opened up Friday, 8% lower. Although I do believe they were up in the pre-hours, so maybe we're getting that weird little switcheroo now in the morning to afternoons. But here's how I see Flora Growth going. We're going to dip a little bit Monday, maybe Tuesday, and then we're going to be making some huge leaps. We're going to see some 15 to 20 point swings, but nothing bad. We're going to keep gaining on this, fellows. The election's heating up. I think we're like 26 days out, or less than 26 days out, so about 3 weeks. And this country's not ready for an election. At least it's not like any election I've ever been through before, and this one's no different. Like, it's been something. Oh man, it's eerie outside right now. It's like no wind at all. Like, leaves aren't even rustling. I'm on my way home right now from the grocery store. I had to go pick up some Arizona tea fruit juices, kiwi, strawberry, and the mango. And I also get some watermelon. And I had to get some popcorn. I haven't had popcorn in a while. I like to share popcorn with the puppy. There she is, staring out the window, waiting for me. She was barking before I left. We're heading to the Roval for NASCAR this week. Last week was Talladega. We had a 28-car wreck. Largest wreck ever. And then the fallout from the stupid car and its stupid tires. And you get 4 tires popped. You're beached. You can't go anywhere. Well, they ended up in the grass. And yeah, there's a controversy right now with that thing. Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan Racing suing NASCAR, which I do not see this panning out well for NASCAR or for Denny Hamlin. They already pretty much told him to go fly a kite, and which is kind of what I figured was going to happen. I mean, it's par for the course. NASCAR's going to get the last laugh at the end of this. I think we're going to see charters just go away entirely and go back to team manufacturers. That's what I would like to see, and I think that's actually what's going to happen. Intel picked up. That was another thing. They picked up like $5 over the last 3 weeks. I think they were like 18-something beginning of September. Now they're 23-something. So there's some news for y'all. The NFL's kicked off. I think they're a few weeks into the season. I don't watch ball sports. Is that how I say it? And work's picking up for me, guys. We're get back into me working 50, 60 hours a week, and I feel feel that's going to be a foregone conclusion for the next 7 to 8 weeks minimum. Sorry, I could really use the money to save the home, put some money into it, and winter's coming, so I'm going to have to buy pellets, keep the house. But yeah, hopefully I can keep these hours up for a while. Be getting up early at 4 and try getting in by 5 so I'm not there all day. I'm going to try doing 11-hour days Monday through Thursday, and then try doing like a 5 or a 6-hour day on Fridays. It'll get me close to my 50 hours. Maybe I'll work a full day. I don't know. Well, that's it, guys. I realized recording this, or right before I was about to record this, that I never fully submitted episode 8, I believe. So, episode 8 and episode 9 will be hitting at the same time. Episode 8 had something to do with floral growth. Yeah, I was peering into some of the sub-dollar stock categories and stock analysis, and there's some tasty ones in there I'm kind of questionable on. The thing is I have quite a house payment coming up here real soon in a couple weeks, and I can't really afford to lose a bunch of money, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to get into floral growth. That's going to take off. We're going to set all of our dreams correct. But that Tesla dip in eight percentage points kind of bothers me a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Till next time, fellows, friends, listeners, producers.